And now, straight from Beacon Hill.
This is State Senator Bob Hedlund, Republican of Weymouth.
Well, let's be clear that it's the Republican that have been in charge of this project.
I'm the Secretary of State. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money.
Or a silly bill.
A silly bill.
Yeah, it's like when I had a bill that had to do with circus animals.
It's time for the State House Report.
Yes, I am a Republican in Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Here's State Senator Bob Hedlund.
And joining us for his regular segment, the State House Report, we have State Senator Bob Hedlund, but he's nowhere in the state. Senator, where are you right now?
Not only am I out in the state, I'm out in the country, actually. So it's not really the State House Report this evening, Kevin. I guess I'd call it the International Report.
International? Could you say it in French?
Who do you think I am, John Kerry?
Well, you usually know how to make things up on the fly.
My French is limited, and I wouldn't embarrass myself over the airwaves in attempting to communicate in French.
What brings you to the country of Canada? Why are you out up there, and where in Canada are you?
We just rolled into Montreal short time ago. I'm up here on a bus with a number of my colleagues from the legislature, host of the Canadian Consulate General, and a couple of Canadian governmental entities, and we were in actually the border area today for a kind of a lengthy briefing on a whole host of border issues between Canada and the United States, border security issues, some of the trade issues that affect Massachusetts, both from the American border officials, Homeland Security, ICE, etc., and from more extensively the Canadian side.
What seems to be the main issue as far as security and as far as, you know, the borders, in your estimation and what your colleagues are seeing? Is there anything major, or is it small stuff?
Both, I'd say. There's a lot going on. I mean, I learned, for instance, today that it's only until recently that agreements have been signed between American and Canadian law enforcement that allows both sides to encroach on the other's border if they're in hot pursuit of someone that has an immigration status issue, who might be trying to enter one country or the other illegally through the woods or at a crossing checkpoint, and also drug smugglers. And we've given a lot of information on specific anecdotal examples of that, on how in the past folks have been able to escape and how now it's working. And some of the broader immigration issues are the points that I found most interesting. For instance, Toronto, Canada, is host to the largest Sri Lankan population outside of Sri Lanka. And as you may know, there's been a 20-year civil war there, and there's a group, the Tamil Tigers, which have been labeled a terrorist organization, and they're coming in pretty good numbers into Canada, believe it or not, via Mexico through the United States.
Mm.
And, you know, on the immigration issue, I thought I've heard it all until today. But what they're doing is they'll come in they'll actually go into Texas utilizing Mexican, Mexicans who organized smuggling people into the United States.
Mm.
And once they get into Texas, they deliberately get themselves arrested.
Hmm.
The reason they do that is once they are arrested and they meet bail, they post bond, it allows them to move wherever they want with the community until the date of the hearing.
Hmm.
So what they then they go to a safe house in Plattsburgh, New York, and elsewhere, and the Canadian government has identified these locations.
Hmm.
And there's nothing that U.S. officials can do, and they eventually work their way from the United States into Canada and up to Toronto.
So it almost sounds like the Canadians have done a lot more work with this than the U.S. has.
I would say in the briefing we got, there seemed to be a little frustration on the part of the Canadians that they would like to see the Americans, for instance, if you post bail in, say, Texas, where most of these crossings occur, then part of your condition would be that you can't leave the state of Texas until you're hearing.
Mm.
And that way, if they are found in upstate New York getting ready to cross the border, they can be arrested.
I guess I would ask you, is there any comparisons in regard to the Mexican border, or is it strictly you're just looking at the Canadian border, U.S.-Canadian border, and trying to look for solutions to issues with crossing?
Well, this was just there are a whole host of issues we were briefed on. They'll obviously be too lengthy for your show, but that was just one that jumped out at me, and they had statistics on the number of they used this as one example, the Sri Lankan issue, and different ethnicities from or immigrants from different countries use different techniques and different means depending on the circumstances and how easy it is, for instance, to get a visa. Like, for instance, certain countries it's easier to get a tourist visa to Canada, so they may use Canada as a dropping off point and then cross into the United States, or vice versa. So there's a whole host of factors, and some of the drug smuggling stuff was interesting too, in the direction that most of the drugs are going. I didn't realize that most of the marijuana trade, for instance, it's marijuana grown in Quebec that's heading south.
Was the issue of, I know after 9/11 there was a big issue on whether terrorists could come into the U.S. easily from Canada. Was that brought up today also?
It's just vague stuff about 9/11 and some of the changes that have been implemented since then. But there is, a lot of additional technology that's emerging that's being used. And, part of what we talked about today, too, was just, expediting the flow of goods. Canada, by far, is certainly a busiest trading partner, It's something like 1.3 million in trade. I think it was either per second or per minute, but it adds up to hundreds of billions every year. More than China and England and more than our four other biggest trading partners combined. So a lot of the discussion was how do we ease the flow of goods and get past some of the red tape that our companies have to endure in getting their goods across the border or getting the goods into the United States. And, of course, being the Northeast, a lot of the trade does impact Massachusetts.
I guess I would ask you, is there anything else on the agenda, and how long are you going to be up there north of the border?
We just came up this morning. We'll be back tomorrow. So we have a quick respite here, and we're grabbing dinner. We'll be back out. Actually, tomorrow, I think we're focusing on a lot more on the trade issues that specifically relate to Massachusetts.
Right.
So, no fun and games. I want to assure my constituents that while we're up here, unfortunately.
All right. Anything going on over the weekend or since last time we talked in the district that you want to at least point out before we let you go?
Well, since it is the Beacon Hill Report, we're actually going to be in session on Thursday. And it will be the time for some housekeeping business, end-of-year-type session stuff, and some farewell speeches by the retiring senators. So that should be interesting.
All right. Well, we'll definitely look forward to talking to you next week, and we wish you a safe return back to the good old U.S. of A.
All right. And look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We'll see you, Bob.